Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abu Awfa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states, a person came in the blessed and the august court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and humbly said, a young man is facing the time of his death. He has been persuaded to recite the kalima, but he is unable to do so. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, did he not used to recite the kalima during his lifetime? People humbly said, why not? He definitely used to. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then what has stopped him from reciting the kalima at the time of his death? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to that young man and said, young man, say la ilaha illallah. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He humbly said, I am unable to say this. Allah Allah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, why? He humbly said, I was disobedient to my mother. Allah Allah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, is your mother alive? The person replied, yes. Therefore, his mother was brought in the blessed court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, is he your son? She humbly said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, he is my son. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a huge fire was lit and you were told that if you don't get pleased with him, then this young man will be thrown into it, then what would you do? She humbly said, then I will forgive him. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then make Allah Almighty and us your witness and say that you are pleased with him. She humbly said, I am pleased with my son. Allah Allah Allah. Then the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to that young man, say la ilaha illallah. He said, la ilaha illallah. Allah, upon this, the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam glorified Allah Almighty in the following words, Alhamdulillahilladhi anqadhahu bi minan nar. That is, all praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who saved him from fire for my sake. Subhanallah. This is a beautiful incident which shows us that the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies in the pleasure of the parents. And it shouldn't happen that if somebody is disobeying his parents, disrespecting his parents, then maybe he will be suffering difficulty at the time of his death. And it will be very difficult for his soul to leave his body. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability to always respect and obey our parents. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.